Once upon a time, at San Juan, there lived some little black ants behind the church, and they were very hard-working little ants. They were always grinding wheat for flour. One day when they were singing their grinding song, Old Man Coyote was passing by, and he heard the singing, and he stopped. And he said, "Where is that singing coming from? I think I will go and find to see who is singing." So he ran. He ran and found the little black ants behind the church. And he asked them, "Little black ants, can I grind with you?" And the little black ants looked at him. They saw his big eyes, and they looked at him some more. And then when he smiled at them, they saw his big sharp teeth and whiskers all spread out. But they told him, "You can grind with us, Mr. Coyote. You can grind with us, but you have to go get your own wheat. We got our wheat at the threshing area, and you have to do the same. We can't give you our wheat because we worked bringing one wheat at a time, and that was hard work for us to fill our little baskets." Their little baskets were made of acorn cups. So Coyote said, "I'll go," he said. "I'll go get me some wheat myself." So he ran to the threshing area. And like a coyote, he had a long bushy tail. And he liked to do it the easy way. Instead of picking his wheat one by one, he used his tail to sweep it up. And he had a big pile of sand and gravel and a few wheat. And he put them in a rag and then carried the rag in his mouth and ran back to the little ants. And he was so proud because he had a big, big bundle to show them. And he said, "Little ants, I brought a lot. When you get through grinding yours, you can have some of mine to grind." And they looked at him again and his bundle of sand that he had there with a few wheat. And he said, and then the little black ant said, "Just look at his pile. He has nothing but sand and gravel and just a few wheat in there. I don't think I want to help him grind his." So they told him, said, You can sit down over there and then we'll fix a place for you to grind, but let us finish our grinding first." So the little black ants started grinding. Tsing weno te, tsing weno te, pinu tsiki, si bing. They sang their grinding song, and the Coyote said, "Oh, I sure like that song. I sure like that grinding song. Now I'm going to get to grind too." And the little ants told him, "Well, it's your turn now." So they cleared a place for him to sit down at one of the grinding stones. And he sat down. And he turned around and smiled because he was so proud he was going to get to learn how to grind wheat. And so he sang the song. His voice is always hoarse. He didn't have a singing voice because he was always chewing on bones and things like that, that his voice wasn't a singing voice. So he sang, "Tsing wenu de, tsing wenu de. Biduziki, binuziki, see bing, see bing. Then he looked at them and smiled again. He was so proud to be one of the grinders. And he was learning how to grind wheat. The little ants had told him, winter is long, and summer, in the summertime, we work hard to gather our food and put it away so we can have something to eat in the wintertime. And Coyote wanted to be a part of them, so he sang the same song that the ants sang. And the ant, little black ants giggled and said to one another, just look at him, he said, sitting there with a hairy mouth, whiskers all spread out. And he think he's a black ant like us. Why doesn't he sing his own song about coyotes? And then the coyote sang again. Well, the little black ant said, I don't like his singing, one of them said. And then another one said, I don't like his singing either. We'll let him sing one more time, and when he sings, we'll just hide in the cracks and run away. So Coyote sat down and said, little black ants, I love singing your grinding song. I love to grind wheat. So he sat down and grinded and sang the song. Zi wenu te, zi wenu te, pinu ziki, si bing. The little black ants all jumped into the crack, so he couldn't find them. And then when Coyote looked around to see the expressions on their faces, there was not one of them around. And he said, where did my friends go? He looked around, he couldn't find them, so he started scratching here and scratching there, tried to find them. But the more he scratched, his fingernails were long, and then they started bleeding because he was scratching, trying to find the ants. And then it started bleeding, his fingers started bleeding. And when his fingers bled, he heard it and he started to cry. And so he ran to White Sand, and that's where he's at now.